A devastating explosion in Balochistan's Mastang district on Friday morning claimed the lives of at least 5 people, including 3 young school children and a police officer. The targeted attack, which reportedly aimed at a police van stationed near Civil Hospital Chowk, left over a dozen others wounded, many of them children. According to Dawn, the explosion occurred close to the girls' high school in Mastang, causing extensive damage to vehicles in the area. District Police Officer, DPO, Miadad Umrani confirmed the tragic outcome, stating, 5 people, including a policeman and 3 schoolchildren, were martyred in the blast. He further disclosed that 12 people were injured, among them 4 police officers. Preliminary investigations suggest the explosives were rigged to a motorcycle and detonated remotely as the police vehicle passed by. The blast occurred near a police van at Civil Hospital Chowk, DPO Umrani explained, noting that the blast impacted the police van as well as several auto rickshaws in close proximity. According to Dawn's report, footage from the scene captured the widespread devastation, with emergency responders and local residents rushing to aid the injured and secure the area. Witnesses recounted seeing the police van engulfed in flames as thick smoke filled the air. Most of the injured were school children, who were swiftly transported to Civil Hospital Mastang for medical attention. Police officials shared that the ages of the deceased children ranged from 5 to 13 years. The explosion also caused substantial damage to other vehicles nearby, including a number of auto rickshaws stationed at the site. Given the scale of injuries, Balochistan's Provincial Health Department declared an emergency across all hospitals in Quetta, including Civil Hospital, BMC Hospital, and the trauma center. A spokesperson for the health department announced that all doctors, pharmacists, staff nurses, and other medical staff have been summoned. Critically injured patients were transferred to Quetta's trauma center, with one victim reportedly in a grave condition. As per Jio News, Balochistan Chief Minister Sarfaraz Bugti condemned the tragic incident, expressing deep sorrow over the loss of lives. He offered his condolences to the families of the deceased, remarking, "Terrorists have now targeted innocent children along with laborers." Bugti also called upon the local community to maintain vigilance, stating, "Locals among the civilian population also have to keep an eye on the terrorists. The monster of terrorism can only be fought together." Acting President and Senate Chairman Yusuf Raza Gilani also conveyed his condolences, condemning the violence and affirming solidarity with security forces. "Terrorist elements are an enemy to humanity. The nation stands strong beside the security forces and law enforcement agencies against terrorism," he declared. Police and investigative teams have since launched a search operation to apprehend those responsible, emphasizing that all available resources will be used to bring the perpetrators to justice. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack, though security officials are continuing their investigation. As per ANI, this tragic incident is part of a series of recent attacks in the region that have placed increased pressure on security forces and the local government to maintain order and protect civilians from escalating acts of terrorism. The authorities have reiterated their commitment to safeguarding the public and pursuing justice for the victims of this latest attack.